Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913, 1914, page 949 slide. Visible translated text is as follows. During the course of the trial, deponent saw the jury pass to the jury box from the rear of the courtroom. The jury passed immediately by this deponent and also by a man, whose name is unknown to this deponent, but who was a spectator in the courtroom, who was sitting about 3 feet from this deponent, just across the aisle, no one being between this man and deponent. As the jury passed this man, at the time specified, this man took hold of one of the jurors. He took the juror by the hand with his right hand and grasped his arm with the other hand and made a statement to him, said something to the juror which this deponent did not understand sufficiently to be able to quote. But this deponent says that he made some statement to the juror while he had him thus by the hand and arm. Further deposing, he says that this act was witnessed by Plenty Minor. So this deponent believes, for the reason that as soon as this happened, the said Plenty Minor immediately came back to this man and threatened to put him out of the court. Plenty Minor told this man that he, Plenty Minor, saw him, the man, take the juror by the hand and say something to him. The man remonstrated with Plenty Minor, and this deponent heard Plenty Minor repeat to him that he, Plenty Minor, saw him, the man, speak to the juror. Deponent further says that on two occasions, while he was sitting in the courtroom at the trial, at one time while he was about 6 to 10 feet from the jury, this deponent heard shouts and cheering on the outside of the house from the crowds collected outside. One of said times was during Dorsey's speech. While this deponent does not say whether or not the jury heard this cheering, he does say that he, the deponent, heard it plainly and distinctly and was within a few feet of the jury at the time he heard it. W.P. Neal. Sworn to and subscribed before me this September 9, 1913. Verlin B. Moore, Notary Public, Fulton County, Georgia. Further deposing, he says that on an occasion he heard cheering in the courtroom. The judge said that unless the cheering stopped, he would have to clear the courtroom. And to this, Deputy Sheriff Minor replied that that would be the only way he could stop the cheering in the courtroom. W.P. Neal. Sworn to and subscribed before me this September 9, 1913. Verlin B. Moore, Notary Public, Fulton County, Georgia. Exhibit K, Georgia, Fulton County. The State of Georgia versus Leo M. Frank. Fulton Superior Court. Personally appeared before the undersigned, a notary public in and for said county, BMK, who on oath says that he is a resident of the city of Atlanta, living at number 264 South Pryor Street. Deponent says further that on Saturday evening, August 23, 1913, about 8 or 8:30 o'clock p.m., he was driving in his father's automobile down South Pryor Street, going south, there 129.